The Joe Rogan Experience podcast is brought to you by The Fleshlight. If you go to joerogan.net and click on the link for The Fleshlight and enter in the code name Rogan, you get 15% off the number one sex toy for men. So, there you have it, bitches. Kevin Smith is in the house. This is not that other version of, is it?
You heard this?
Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
I think it's pretty sweet.
Is this your theme song?
No. This is the gay electronic version of our theme song.
It's the NES version.
It's like, yeah, it's the NES.
8-bit, is that what this is?
Yeah.
I want to eat a mushroom and get bigger.
I'm not quite...
I want to step on a dragon.
Not quite geeky enough to appreciate that. To me, it just sounds like shit.
That made my dick hard.
Kevin Smith is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Emerging of the podcast... Two huge influences. One, you influenced me to have the Fleshlight sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, I know. When you were talking about it, I was like, fucking A. I was going to jump in like, I can vouch for it. I fucked many of those things.
But it also made the Fleshlight legit. Like, if I tried to do that before you were using them as a podcast sponsor, I'd be like, what are you doing connecting yourself with such a, like, vile sex toy?
Somebody had to go first.
But I'm like, Kevin Smith has his whole podcast is sponsored by it. He has these logos he puts up, these big Fleshlight banners and shit.
My feeling was this, like, women have had, something to come with for years, other than me, other than you, something else. And it's socially acceptable, and they make fucking jokes about it on sitcoms and shit, where it's just like, you could go now, my friend is here. So in a world where that's become socially acceptable, I felt like, why not vice versa? Why can't I have something to fuck?
It's funny that we feel bad about feeling good. We feel bad about wanting something to feel good.
What a shame they build
it. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.